listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day from God who creates us, redeems us, forgives us, comforts us in these times, and also challenges us. Amen. This text is no joke. Once again, Jesus comes face to face with the demonic. There is confrontation in this story, this gospel story today. Jesus coming face to face with the demonic. There is fear and terror, even horror. I was working on this sermon early one morning this week, and Micah came out. I was out in the living room, and he came out and said, "What are you doing?" He hopped on my lap, and I took a breath, you know, told him the story of this text. He said, "This is scary." He said, this is scary, and it's weird." I said, "You're right, it is." Jesus comes face to face with the demonic, and then the second phase of the story, after the man's been healed, the ex-demoniac wants to run and stay with Jesus, and Jesus sends him back with this blessing of peace. It is a blessing of peace at the end. It's not Jesus being mean, but he's blessing the man, just like we'll be blessed at the end. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Go home, he says, and tell everyone how much God has done for you. It is a blessing. I guess that's us. I guess we're the ex-demoniacs. I guess we're the ones who were formerly possessed by all those demons. Who hasn't wanted to run and reject God? When Jesus gets out of the boat, the demons fall. The man falls on his face in front of Jesus and says, "Get away from me, Jesus." Who among us hasn't wanted to do that at one time or another? Maybe not in those words. But how often the Jesus road, the road less traveled, looks so much more challenging. Leave me alone, Jesus. I guess we're the ex-demoniacs. Oh, and how this culture can drive us to insanity. Either we're crazy and locked up. Did you hear how that man who was demon-possessed, they tried to lock him up? That can be us. Either we're bound by the chains of our consumer culture. I thought this week I need some new t-shirts. My t-shirts are boring. I've got 1,000 t-shirts. I don't know why I thought I needed new t-shirts. But I started on this online thing where you look at some shirts. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And it just was the snowball effect. And I thought, well, I could use some new shoes too. I don't need new shoes. I got 1,000 pairs of shoes. I start looking at shoes. And then I start, you know, someone tells me about a new hybrid electric car that's out. Oh, that would be cool. I'm looking at cars this week online. You know, it's just this snowball effect. Wonder how housing prices are. We don't even own a house. I'm looking at houses this week. It's just this snowball effect. We can just get locked up to the pressures of this consumer culture. I mean, that's not really rare. I don't think I'm the only one doing that. How we can get locked up to social and societal pressures, ways we're supposed to act, ways we're supposed to be nice to everybody. And so because of that, we're getting locked up. We're making commitments here. We're making commitments there. We can't say no, right? Roles that we have to fit into, we get locked in. There's a certain way a man is supposed to be. There's a certain way a woman is supposed to be. We get locked into these roles. I think that's changing in some ways, but there's a lot of pressures out there across the generations. I think there's pressures for younger people to fit into a certain rebellious way. You know, I mean, you're almost locked into being rebellious. There's nothing wrong with it. It's pretty normal. But we're just locked in all these different ways. We're bound by the chains of our addictions. I don't have to go into that. We're bound by the chains, the shackles of our fears as well. Either we're crazy locked up, like that crazy man in the story, or we're crazy running wild. Maybe we break those chains, forget it all, screw them all. Ever had that feeling within you? Forget you all. We cut out into the wilderness. We muster the strength to go it alone. Said that crazy man ran, he broke those chains and he ran out into the wilds. You ever have that urge? Forget it all. Forget you all. Alone, naked, uprooted, angry, and out there on our own. Sometimes that sounds pretty good. Whether we're crazy locked up or crazy running wild, either way, something's got us from the inside. And right in the midst of all this insanity, we are threatened by Jesus, who comes before us plainly. You almost don't even notice it, but in the text, Jesus just floats up in a boat. He just gets out of the boat. It wasn't this grand, you know, trumpets blasting and this wonderful red carpet rolled out. Da-da-da, here comes Jesus. No, he just floats up in a boat and gets out. Jesus comes before us plainly today too, sisters and brothers in Christ. Nothing sexy. Jesus comes before us in bread and wine, in water, in that little tiny font there. Nothing sexy. Sometimes I wish that font was more sexy, but it's not. It's just this little bowl, little bit of water, little bit of bread you're about to have. Little community here, just a little community. No offense, nothing sexy. Jesus climbs out of the boat plainly, and how we can go on the defensive. Get out of here, Jesus. Our demons stick up for us at that point. Get out of here, Jesus, because Jesus threatens the way that we've been doing it. These things that we do, yeah, they're not the healthiest, but those things that we do give us identity. The roles that we've taken on, the commitments that we've made, even our addictions give us identity. That's who we are. It's what we do. And Jesus threatens all of that just as soon as it gets out of the boat. Jesus doesn't just threaten it. Jesus casts it out. Jesus takes it and casts it out completely. Jesus casts out the old and the demonic. Jesus clears away what was. We are the ex-dominiacs. We are the ex-demon-possessed, sisters and brothers in Christ, because Jesus drowns that which chains us and consumes us, and even that which causes us to say, forget you all, I'm going out on my own. Jesus drowns that which causes us to isolate ourselves from the community. All of it drowned. We have a baptism today. All of it drowned. And there is this moment in the story, and for us as well, there is this moment of profound peace and calm when Jesus drowns it all. What an image in the story. Just imagine that story. Jesus taking this man who's possessed by demons. So many demons that they fit into a whole herd of pigs. That's what we possess inside ourselves too at one time. Demons as many that would fit a herd of pigs. And Jesus casts it all out. And finally, that man is free. The chains have been broken. And he is free. There is a profound peace in that moment. Last Sunday, Sister Margaret Eilerman from our sister congregation over in Santa Sofia Catholic Parish over in Casa de Oro, she was with us and she invited us to a wonderful event. This last Thursday it happened, and it was the graduation of about six women from the program El Nido. And I know many of you have heard that name, El Nido. It means the nest in Spanish, and it is a place that protects women who have been abused, who have gone through a terrible cycle of domestic violence, and there's nowhere else for them to go. And this apartment complex takes them in. There's only so many homes, but it's a rigorous program. Shepherd of the Valley has adopted, I guess you could say, one of those rooms, and so we're getting ready for a new family to move in. So Sister Margaret was telling us a little bit and invited us to the graduation of some women that will clear out the apartment that will then furnish for a new woman who we don't know. And Sister Margaret, I didn't go, and I don't know if anybody here actually made it, but I talked to Sister Margaret this week, and she told me how powerful that ceremony was. She said she saw these women just a year or 2 years ago when they came in, and it was literally like they were in chains. I mean, they came in, hunched over, scared, poor self-esteem. And she said at the ceremony this week, They were standing up. And she said everybody who was in the audience at their graduation, just tears rolling down their faces, because this something has happened. There's been this profound moment of peace and freedom that has come through this program, and now, she said, they're able to stand up straight. That scene of Jesus casting out the demons and the man there, there's this moment of peace. Maybe that's here too on Sunday morning, this moment of peace in the midst of all the craziness out there. There's this profound moment of peace. For you too are released this day. You are made free. But the world stays crazy. As soon as the man is healed, the swineherds go running back to the city to tell everyone. Then the crowds start gossiping about what's just happened. Everybody is fearful and anxious and uneasy. You can just imagine all the chatter back in the village. That man had an identity, and now it's changed. Jesus has freed him from that identity. And so violence persists even. And they banish Jesus. Get out of here, Jesus. Abuse and recklessness and insanity is all around still. We ex-dominiacs, we can hear it and we can see it everywhere. And you will as soon as you go back out there. Almost immediately after the amazing exorcism, nothing appears all that different. Except for the fact that we've encountered the living God. But almost immediately, we identify that the suffering in this world, the pain, the craziness, still goes on. And looking at all of that, who wouldn't want to run away with Jesus, just like in the text? Who wouldn't want to be in some enlightened and healthy place, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and far away from all this nonsense? Take me with you, Jesus, the ex-demoniac would say. We might say, take me with you, Jesus. I guess we're the ex-demoniacs here. I guess we're the ex-demon possessed. Jesus encounters us, frees us of our demons, our fears, our anger this day. And there is this moment of peace, this moment to stand up straight. And who wouldn't want to stay here with Jesus? But he sends us back home. He sends us back home, back to the people, back to the earth, to love and care for it all. I know I've told this story before, but with Father's Day just a week ago, and we have a trip to Colorado coming up here, I thought of this again, this experience I had with my dad. When we were in Colorado together, we were looking out over this beautiful view of the rugged mountains. It was snow-capped peaks, and it was evergreen trees, and maybe a few A-frame cabins, and that was it. We're sitting there having coffee or whatever. And I said to Dad, this is a few years ago, I said, what do you think, Dad? Are you thinking about retirement? Could you see yourself retiring and settling down in a little cabin like that one over there? Seemed to make sense. He's pretty close to that age. Dad said no. He didn't have to think about it. He just said no. My place is with the people. Never forget that line. He's an extrovert. I mean, it wasn't particularly profound in that moment, but I think about it often. No, my place is with the people, he said. Even in retirement, he'll be involved with people. He'll be helping people. He'll be working with people. He'll be talking with people. My place is with the people. It's an image for me of trusting that blessing from Christ. It's not something bad. Go back to your home. It's not a rejection from Jesus. No. Tell everyone what God has done for you. It's an image of trusting that blessing from Christ. Friends in Christ, it is crazy out there. Amen. It is crazy out there. But Jesus encounters us in here, in simple, down-to-earth, and yet life-giving, death-conquering, chain-breaking, community-restoring, peace-filling ways. Thanks be to God for this encounter that's offered freely. Jesus comes floating up in a boat. They didn't call Jesus to come in. He just comes floating up in a boat. Hops out. Thanks be to God for this encounter with Christ that's offered to us freely in this time. For this community that gathers plainly and yet profoundly. For this restoration. For this exorcism. And even for this command to go back out there and tell everyone what God has done for you. And so the ex-dominiac in the story goes back. He says it. He responds to it. He goes back and he proclaims to everyone what God has done in the city and in the country. And we do that too, sisters and brothers in Christ. We do that with our lives. You've been healed and sent for a long time, actually. You do it every day in your workplace, with your family, among your friends, perhaps not explicitly. God has done great things for me. Let me tell you all the ways. No, we do this through our actions. We share the good news through our actions, through our words, the ways that we treat one another in the world and the earth. We share it that God is love, that forgiveness and healing and resurrection is real, that we no longer have to be plagued by demons, and that, with all evidence to the contrary, there is peace. The peace that passes all human understanding. That peace is with you now and will never, ever leave you. To God be the glory. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.